You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Streaming for Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline is brought to you by StreamGuys. Whether you're a major corporation or a private broadcaster, StreamGuys offers many services and solutions to fit your streaming needs, including mobile device streaming, adaptive multi-bitrate streaming, format-specific streams for services such as iHeart and TuneIn, embedded Flash and HTML5 player solutions, turnkey subscription services, detailed statistics and alerts, and much more. Affordable, reliable, scalable. StreamGuys, providing quality streaming media services since 2000.
Back into tomorrow as we bring you coverage of CES from Las Vegas. This portion of the program is brought to you in part by WhatMeds. Keep your medication list handy in your mobile wallet with WhatMeds from Humetrics. Visit Humetrics.com. By Works Landroid Vision, the first robotic mower with neural network technology. Visit Landroid-Vision.com. And by Peppaminto, the first mattress topper powered by Apple Watch. Check out Peppaminto.com.
It's always great to catch up with our next guest who always has some really healthy home products for us to talk about. He is, in fact, the president of Brondell, Steve Scheer. Steve, welcome back into tomorrow. How you doing?
Doing great, Dave. Thanks for coming to visit us once again here at CES.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We wouldn't miss any show you're at that we are also broadcasting from, because you always have fun things to talk about, not the least of which is your involvement with, what is it called, 1% to save the planet, something like that?
That's right, Dave. Yeah, 1% for the planet. And it was founded by the founders of Patagonia, the clothing business. And it's really about a pledge and a membership to commit to donate 1% of total sales, total revenue for the company annually to charities focused on sustainability. So we're really putting our money where our mouth is when it comes to sustainability and taking care of not just us, but taking care of our planet.
And you guys sell a lot of various cool products, so that's a pretty hefty amount, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're happy to do it. It's important that, you know, we take care of the planet, right? And ensure that we're doing everything we can to make sure it's here today and tomorrow.
Into tomorrow.
For our kids and grandkids.
Oh, for sure. And along the lines of sustainability, you're also converting, I think, a lot of your products to using sustainable resources, right?
Absolutely. So along with our 1% for the planet commitment, we're also beginning to incorporate things like recycled materials into our products. As an example, we'll be launching this year a couple of bidet products. One of them incorporates 65% recycled plastic. So an industry first, to be sure.
And no sharp edges on the bidet then.
Absolutely. We wouldn't do that to you, Dave, because we know how much you love your bidet.
Boy, do I ever. I got one of your original ones years ago and keep upgrading because I love it. And for example, we're obviously in a hotel here in Vegas this week, already missing it. But you got us covered there because you've got portable bidets.
You got to have your travel bidet. We told you last year, bring it.
And let's talk about the bidets in general. I mean, the success, is it safe to say that's probably your biggest success is the bidets themselves?
That's certainly the product we've done the longest, right? So we started almost this year will be 20 years for the company. And bidet seats were the first product we started out with. So it is by far our largest category. But as we've expanded out into, you know, that healthy home with air purification and water filtration in the kitchen, clean drink, you know, healthy water, we began to really grow all areas of the business. And again, all focused on that sustainability. Everything from packaging, right, eliminating plastics and foam in our packaging to, again, the recycled materials within the products themselves.
And we're standing in front of one of your cool exhibits here of talking about air quality and sanitizing air purifiers. Tell us about these new products.
Absolutely. So, you know, some of our air purifiers that we had launched previously, one of them was focused on viral mitigation, the Brondell Pro. That's now, I'm proud to say, that's now in about 20,000 classrooms throughout the U.S. So
taking care of our kids all around the country. I love it.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to be able to help in some way mitigate, you know, viruses and illness in the classroom. So that's doing very well. And we've got a couple of new products focused on commercial and even residential with our wall mount unit and our large space commercial unit.
Let's talk about this particular one. Again, those listening on the radio, if you've not yet seen the video, you certainly want to come by intotomorrow.com and see Steve and these cool products of his that we're talking about. Tell me more about this big unit that you say is primarily designed for businesses or somebody with a really big house, so not me.
That's right. So, you know, as part of our work in schools and in other commercial spaces, there was a need for obviously larger spaces, right? Cafeterias and such. So again, we focused on viral mitigation. We have lab tests on the products that show actual elimination, 99.9% elimination of COVID-19, aerosolized live COVID-19 used in a US lab setting. And that technology is applied actually in both our new models coming out.
Terrific, because unfortunately it doesn't appear to be going away. So I guess you need to continue to fight those viral things.
Not anytime soon. I mean, the flu's been with us for, you know, I don't know, since 1908 at least.
At least. So let's talk a little bit more about, you mentioned, of course, healthy water as part of the healthy home. You're doing a lot in that area as well.
Absolutely, and there's a real focus on sustainability there as well. As an example, our latest reverse osmosis system, the Capella, is a 1-to-1 wastewater ratio. And that is really up to almost 20 times as efficient as some of the non-electric commercial RO systems out there. So the reality is when the reverse osmosis tank is full, there's a lot of back pressure in the system. And when there's full back pressure, the wastewater ratio can be about 20-to-1. That is, for every gallon you're filtering, up to 20 gallons can be going down the drain. And that's just wasteful, Dave.
Sure. So you're helping to solve that problem as well. There's a lot of importance to sustainability and not wasting for our homes. And I think that's terrific that you guys continue to work on those things.
Thank you, and absolutely, and you know, stay tuned at the Kitchen and Bath Show coming up in a few months. We're going to have some additional news on some new products coming out, again, focused on health, wellness, and sustainability in the home.
Terrific, and while we'll likely not be at that show, but you'll have to let us know what you've announced, and we'll be talking about that on our show.
Well, let's set up that Zoom, Dave, for sure. We'll be happy to tell your audience about that in due time.
Excellent. We'll do just that. Steve is always, as I mentioned, fun to talk to because he's always got cool products. And of course, his team, Jeff and everybody else, are always making sure we're well aware of the things that Brondell is doing. And you too can be when you visit their site at Brondell.com, B-R-O-N-D-E-L-L.com.